Every day, people are stricken by stroke. There are two kinds of this brain injury. The first occurs when a blood clot blocks blood flow to the brain, denying oxygen to the brain cells. The other kind of stroke occurs when a person has a hemorrhage in their brain or the surrounding structures. Daniel Wu, a researcher at the University of Cincinnati, says most of these hemorrhagic strokes are caused by aneurysms.
It's kind of like a balloon sticking off the edge of the artery. And if that enlarges badly enough, it will burst and will cause a hemorrhage.
Hemorrhagic strokes are devastating. 40% of people experiencing one will die, and most surviving patients are left with significant disability. Now, Wu has done research that looks at the relationship between hemorrhagic strokes and smoking.
For a long time, we've known that smoking was a risk factor for aneurysm formation. We also know that having a family member who had a history of aneurysm rupture was also a risk factor for aneurysm formation.
Wu looked at several hundred people who had had ruptured aneurysms and compared them to people who did not have aneurysms. He found that smoking doubled the risk for aneurysm. His analysis also found that those with a family history of aneurysm had twice the risk of forming one. But people who had the family history and who smoked were six times more likely to have a hemorrhagic stroke. He says that means hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, are at much greater risk of having a hemorrhagic stroke because of a combination of genes and behavior.
20% of the population smokes, and 1% of the population has an aneurysm in their head that they just don't know about. And so the rates can be fairly high of people having this. We're still talking about maybe 1% of the population, 1 in 100 people, but still that's a significant percentage of the population.
Wu says that other research seems to indicate that aneurysms form gradually over time, and he proposes that something about smoking causes them to form more readily. He says one message from this research is clear. Quitting smoking almost immediately reduces the risk of rupturing an aneurysm. Wu's research is published in Neurology, the Journal of the American Academy of Neurology. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.